Another million Americans filed for unemployment, a sign the recovery is losing momentum. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Weekly initial jobless claims, that's people claiming unemployment, totaled just over a million again last week. That's pretty much where it's been hovering for a while. It's been below a million only once in the last 5 months. Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton, says combine that with a drop in consumer confidence, and it's the latest evidence that the economy, that the economic recovery is faltering.
As we move from July into August, the U.S. economy was losing momentum and losing some steam. And to think that we're still over a million claims, especially once you add in those special pandemic claims, well above a million initial unemployment claims a week, really is a testimony to how much momentum we've lost and how much in the hole we still are and need to regain.
Another statistic, the nation's gross domestic product in the second quarter, that's April, May, June, was revised up just over a point from the estimate a month ago. That is good, but the contraction is still three times worse than anything ever previously recorded. GDP is down nearly 32% on an annualized basis. Now, as we continue to tally the number of Americans who've lost their jobs or getting unemployment benefits, which is 30 million at last count, by the way, it is important to remember that in this country, employment and health care are intertwined for many people, meaning as folks lose their jobs, many are likely to lose health insurance too. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on that.
Denise Freeman says she lost her graphic design job at a hospital in Lawton, Oklahoma in June.
It was pretty stunning to be laid off.
And the 58-year-old lost her health insurance.
I'm a diabetic, and I was on like 14 different medications, and I had enough medications to last me maybe 2.5 weeks.
An estimated 12 million people have lost employer-sponsored health insurance during the pandemic, according to a new report from the Economic Policy Institute that includes family members of those who lost jobs.
The United States has chosen to really link health insurance coverage with employment.
Report co-author Ben Zipperer says when people are laid off, they can extend their coverage through COBRA. That can be expensive. Low-income people may qualify for Medicaid, but access varies by state. Denise Freeman was among those able to buy a subsidized plan on the health insurance exchange set up by the Affordable Care Act. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
A wave of athlete protests against the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin has gained momentum. Blake, a black man, was shot in the back by police as he tried to enter his car. In protest, the Milwaukee Bucks decided not to attend their playoff game. Other teams have joined in solidarity. Three WNBA games, three Major League Baseball games, five Major League Soccer games have been called off. Hurricane Laura hit land near the border between Texas and Louisiana overnight with wind speeds of 150 miles an hour, more ferocious than those of Hurricane Katrina. Then weakened to a Category 2 storm, sustained winds were still 110 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center predicted 20-foot waves, 18 inches of rainfall, 15 feet of flooding. Dr. Jane Harrison is a coastal economic specialist for North Carolina Sea Grant and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Louisiana is second in the nation in terms of the proportion of properties with substantial flood risk. It's about 1 out of 5 properties. Then again, the area where this made landfall is not super densely populated. What do you expect in terms of economic damage?
It's going to take a few weeks to assess the damages or more in terms of economic implications. But what we do know is that certain populations are chronically underserved during these types of events. We also see language barriers adding an additional layer of vulnerability. And then with the pandemic COVID-19 situation, you know, did everyone heed the evacuation orders? Did folks want to sleep in shelters with strangers? You know, they were really trading one risk for another.
How are state, local, federal governments going to manage this when we are in the middle of this disruptive pandemic?
Port Arthur, Texas is a community that was hard hit just a few years ago, and survivors of that event are still in recovery. They were also in the line for Laura. You know, most of their housing stock was damaged, 80% or so. People are really struggling to recover from the last flood before the next one comes. And so in terms of government response, unfortunately, it does often fall short in meeting the needs of those that are hit by these storms, and they are often reliant on their own personal resources. And for a lot of this area, there are, you know, a good number of people that are in a poverty situation with, you know, limited financial means. And what we've seen with disaster dollars, you know, how they're used, typically they go to homeowners and property owners over, say, for example, renters. So I think that's one, you know, kind of policy issue that needs to be looked at, is to make sure that those who, you know, don't own property are getting the same kind of support as those who do.
Jane Harrison is Coastal Economics Specialist for the North Carolina Sea Grant. Thanks very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.